Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting episode at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. Just before we start, I want to draw your attention to this guitar behind me, which is a Zika's Luthiers guitar, recital traditional cedar model, signed by Anna Vidovic. And you have actually the chance to win this guitar. Just check the link in the video description. You will be forwarded to a video and you can watch that giveaway video and you will find out how you can win this guitar. I would love to start with this instrument made by the French guitar maker Daniel Friedrich, the legendary Daniel Friedrich, who has changed many things in the history of modern classical guitars or guitar making. And this guitar is from 1974. It's a concert model. You can see it usually on the headstock of the guitar, that it's a concert model. And this guitar has the number 394. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Just let me play on it. Every time when I play a Daniel Friedrich guitar, in my head, I think there is nothing weak or wrong in the sound of Daniel Friedrich guitars. I mean, if I play a chord, you can hear that every tone, every string, and it doesn't matter in which position you are, is sounding, in terms of intensity and loudness, it's always the same. This guitar sounds so consistent along the fingerboard and also the strings. This is incredible. And of course, the sustain of this guitar is one of the best. Super long sustain. The long sustain leads to a singing tone. Lovely. It's an addictive guitar. It's such a joy to play on this guitar. Simply because everything works. It's so simple. Everything works. You don't need more. Thank you. Well, I have to play another piece on this guitar. Help me to describe the sound of this guitar. I wouldn't say sound. The sound is round and relatively dark, but the qualities of this guitar, which are a lot. So help me to describe the qualities of this guitar. I mean, it's actually a very good practice if you want to educate your listening and your musical ears. If you listen to Daniel Friedrich guitars and you try to analyze the sound, maybe at some point you understand what is tone separation, what is sustain, what is balance, because everything is there in a Daniel Friedrich guitar. And the next guitar, as you can see, is a flamenco guitar made by the Spanish guitar luthier from Almeria, Gerundino Fernandez Hijo. It's from 2021. It's a Flamenca Blanca model, and it comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. I mean, woods that you expect from a flamenco guitar. And let me play a few tones on it. Beautiful Spanish sound, elegant, clean, and warm. And also a very good sustain. Usually the flamenco guitars, they have a fast and hard attack, very responsive, but the sustain is not that long. But this guitar is singing and it's ringing very long. Lovely. A flamenco guitar made by Gerundino Fernandez Hijo. And it's the first time that I'm playing a flamenco guitar made by this guitar luthier. I mean, I didn't play too many flamenco guitars in my career, but this is one of those guitars that I really, really like. Beautiful. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar, and let's move to the next guitar, which is nearly 200 years old. So the next guitar is historical guitar, the pinnacle of romantic guitars, made by the English guitar maker Luis Panormo. Usually for me it's difficult to find a connection to the romantic guitars because I learned playing guitar on the Spanish construction, the modern classical guitars. But every time when I play a Luis Panormo guitar, it's like I'm able to handle this guitar. And sound-wise, it's also so calming. It has such a soft and round sound that I really enjoy playing the Luis Panormo guitars. And this particular guitar is from 1850. It has a number 1978. And it comes with a beautiful spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Of course, pre-Cetus. Let me play on it. And it's so much easier and comfortable to play pieces by Fernando Sor on this guitar because, it's everything is slightly smaller and it's a better fit to your fingers, at least to my fingers. Yeah, what a beautiful guitar. I have the feeling I'm repeating myself because we had also last week a Luis Panormo guitar. But it's always the same. It's always a joy. It's always a special moment to play on these guitars. And this is not going to change. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. The last guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Dieter Müller. It's from 2019. It has a double top construction. So it's a double top guitar. Dieter Müller is building usually double tops with a Nomex core and it's a 10-strings guitar, so probably I'm the wrong person to review this guitar, but I will just show this guitar to you in the camera and play just a few single tones. It comes with a spruce top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Let's see what I can do. First impression is this sounds like a proper double top guitar, and I can't imagine that it's also very complicated to make a 10 strings double top guitar. And this guitar is, the tones are coming out easily without doing too much effort, and you have that typical beautiful Dieter Müller sound in the guitar. Thank you. Peter Müller guitar, a double top guitar with 10 strings. As I said, I'm not the right person to review this guitar, and if I do a review, I want to do it in a proper way. But I wanted to show you this guitar and just the sound color of this guitar. Well, it was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Let me know which guitar did you enjoy the most. A very colorful weekly guitar meeting. I hope you enjoyed this weekly guitar meeting. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like as usual. And have a nice weekend. See you next week.